Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight's episode was recorded last Friday night at Monty Hall during the first ever 7 Second Delay benefit bingo game. So if you enjoy hearing Andy reading out numbers, specifically letters followed by numbers, you're going to love tonight's program. Here we go.
Love this.
That's a zinger.
Everyone he meets, he says a zinger.
God help us all.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it makes zingers. Zingers.
He won't live to see tomorrow.
I love this.
Andy Brackman, man. Andy Brackman, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's given out the number so you can call the soul.
All right. Ken, you want to keep going?
No, I'm
going
to walk through the audience.
Okay. What's the next line?
Beware of mirrored
faces you will find. Oh, God.
A bearded face can hide an evil mind.
Okay.
Everybody.
No, no,
Andy.
Not everybody.
Brackman,
Andy. Okay.
Brackman,
yeah.
All he takes away your sorrow.
Yeah.
And places it joy.
Oh, that was just painful.
Yeah, you really regret this now.
Yeah, I really do. Oh my God. All right, thank you very much. All right.
All right, so you want to explain how this is going to work here?
Well, we should explain. Why don't you set the stage for people listening at home?
All right, we're going to play 42 games of bingo tonight.
No, we're not playing. Yeah, everybody's a winner. Now, we have about 35, 40 people here. They've all bought bingo cards, right? We're in.
Yes, and don't forget, you can buy multiple bingo cards to increase your chances and to lessen our length of time.
Want to be sweet, though, Ken, to have a single card person win a big prize?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's been my dream. Andy.
Okay. But instead of these highfalutin, snooty, three or four card people. How many people have more than three cards in their lap? Oh, good luck to you. But how do you keep track of that? Dear God. Okay, here we go. Well, we're gonna
be playing.
Oh, this is how the Catholic Church does it.
Yes.
This is how they make their money.
Right. Yeah. Well, we.
they're onto something.
And we're gonna be playing standard bingo. We're gonna be playing perimeter bingo, where you try to get everything on
well,
the
we're
border.
Gonna, we'll start. Why don't we just as we go, we'll explain it.
And so we're gonna be playing full contact.
Yeah,
bingo.
That'll be full. No, we're not playing full contact bingo.
We're playing right. Full contact bingo.
No, we're not going to play bingo. But we're going to start with regular bingo, which is any five numbers in a vertical, horizontal, or diagonal. And then there's going to be one round later. There's going to be one round later where I'm looking forward to. It'll be honor system bingo, where you can yell bingo after five numbers are called. And we will not verify. If you can live with yourself, you can yell bingo and win the prize, and no one will check your card. If you can live with yourself.
Yeah, you have to live with yourself afterwards.
That's the challenge. I could do it, but I don't know if you could do it. And so, if two people yell bingo, there you go. That's entertainment. They'll have to duke it out on the floor.
Our first prize tonight is one of Andy's best-selling toys, from his short-lived toy company.
I did have a toy company, and I licensed a few toys. This is one of them.
Dirty Diapers, it's called.
It's called Dirty Diapers. It's like Hot Potato. It's a little doll that I guess it's battery-operated. The battery's not included. But it coos and giggles, and then you pass it around the room like Hot Potato, and then suddenly it just starts crying at random. And if you're holding it when it starts crying, And you check the the game, and you check the diaper. There's a little diaper, and there's shish in the diaper. Hey, have fun editing the show, by the way. Then you're out of the game. So it's a thrilling Christmas. It'll make your Christmas memorable.
And it says batteries not included, but it doesn't say anything about the poop.
No, there's no real poop in there. I supply the poop. You see me after the show.
Okay.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Oh wait. Okay, that's the first one. Wait. Okay. This is N for Nancy 37.
N's not for Nancy.
N for Nancy.
I don't think that's what N stands for.
Wait, how did I get that wrong? Wait, oh, you mean you don't have it? Oh, okay. Okay. N for Nancy, another N for Nancy, 31. Does anyone have any yet?
No? I'm sure somebody has them, Andy. Don't you worry.
Did you mix these up? N for Nancy.
Well, you think the fatal flaw is that none of these balls are all
Nancy's.
Are on any of the bingo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Your money has been deposited. There are no refunds. And none of these numbers will match. Okay, N for Nancy, 33. That's right. Okay, I for Nancy, 16. I, 16. No, you can't. Yeah, you have one number. You're 20% of the way there. Hey, wait, we have late comers. Should I quickly review the numbers or that we've already picked? No, right. You're right. No. Screw them. Maybe they'll learn a life lesson. We're not starting over.
It's Nadia.
Oh, Nadia.
Big hand for Nadia, everybody.
Okay. I'm glad Nadia came after I said, ish. Ah! Okay. O for Nancy, 67. O67. Are you picking it from this one?
No. The first one? No.
You have to. No, you have to.
Why?
Because you have to have at least some semblance of order.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pick them in order. Okay. O 62.
What's the O stand for, Andy?
O is, oh my God, it's Nancy. Okay, did you pick that one?
No.
No, Ken, you have to.
Yes, I
did. You can't randomly pick because the people are depending on us following the rules. No. We're not going to redo. You picked the bottom one. Okay. I 17. Wait, does anybody have three in a row?
I got a double.
Oh, a double. O, 66. What does the woo-woo mean?
Pick one in the middle.
No, you don't do that. I'm serious.
See, monk, everybody?
No,
you
can't.
See what I'm talking about?
No, you just
can't. He will not pick a ball in the middle.
No, it has to be I'm sorry, but the drum has to choose which numbers are chosen. Picking one in the middle will affect who wins.
By the way, Andy's working.
Am I right?
Andy's working.
Of course I'm right. Here we go. B1 or not B1? Wait. I'm not quoting. That's how you do it. Good man. B2.
Yeah. Now they're going to all be in order from this point.
They're not all going to be in order. They were randomly picked.
This one's going to be B3. Watch.
No, that would be really lovely. I-28. I-28. Wait a minute. I don't see I-28 here.
Down here.
No. Oh, this is I? Yes. Oh, I there.
See? Yep.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I for... Okay. Here we go. N, 40. My favorite number, 40. Wait. What was that about?
I took the first one.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I moved
yeah.
it to the back.
We'll keep... Why? It will affect who wins. You can't randomly do it. People will think it's rigged.
But it's like the
Monty... You can't choose...
It's like the Monty Hole problem.
No, it's not. Wait, people, am I right? He can't choose which number. The drum has to choose.
But people...
Are you insane? Why buy the drum? Why not open this up and go fishing for your favorite numbers?
But people, look how it's driving him insane.
Yeah, no. But seriously,
this is why I'm doing it.
Okay, but people paid good money for their cards... and they want a straight up.
But
honest
I'm clearly
game.
Not.
All they're written. Asking for. We're not entertaining. We're not really entertaining them. We're not giving them any refreshments. All they want is an honest game of bingo. N38. You're booing a number you don't have. Boo. Okay. Okay. B6. Wait, does anyone have three in a row?
Yes.
You do. Does anyone have four in a row?
Whoa, Nadia has four in a row.
Wait, Nadia, you walked in late. Yeah. Yeah. And
this is one that I had in my pocket.
Okay. That's G46. Oh, that's one of my favorite. Oh, that's our first G. G4. No. G for Nancy, no. N. 44. There you go. Okay.
You got bingo?
You do?
Well, come
there
on
it
up.
Is. Good, come on up and tell me. Well done. What is your
Vanessa,
name?
Vanessa, you need to just check him out.
Okay.
Take this.
Yes,
yeah,
you take
yeah,
that.
You do have to take that. Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid that's the rule. I don't want to see that on Craigslist either. That's yours. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to tell the toy company that we got rid of one.
Give that back.
Okay. Though. Well done. Well played.
He can reset
it. Yeah, you can reset it. And that's how it's done. Did everybody see the look of joy on that guy's face? That's how easy that guy is to please. Okay, that's fantastic. Wait. So I want to go backwards to mix them up. No, wait, this way. Mix. Okay, look at this. Okay.
All right, the next prize is going to be the volume.
Oh.
10-CD box set of Stax Records.
Yeah.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
If you had the 10 CDs, you could put them in this box. It will hold the box. No, the box will hold all 10.
They're in there.
Oh, the CDs are included.
Yeah.
Oh, holy moly. That's a gift. And do you pass it around the room and it makes crying noises?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, and it also has no poop in it.
Yeah. It makes, yeah. Okay, we're ready to roll. So wait, so obviously, it goes without saying, clear your boards. Now, would you guys like to do another one before we get fancy? Another five in a row, diagonal. Okay. 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 Is anyone having fun at all? Fun? Anyone? That's like, oh, like 40. No. It's okay. He can do that because I'll pick them in order. This is all legitimate. Don't worry. The chaos of Ken's regime is over. Okay. B7. No, you don't. What are you doing? Ken, it's not. Ken, people paid money. I don't know. Seriously. Money. I guess money means nothing to you. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's next. Okay. 075. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed. I'm
O. Oh, the letter O.
Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on, Kenny. We're going too fast. Here we go. N41. Perfect. That's exactly. You're doing great, Kenny.
That's the next one.
Exactly. I-17. Oh, these are all my... Wait, what are the... These are my favorite numbers. 7, 17, 41, 75. Okay, this is not one of my favorite numbers. O-71. Now, no one could have bingo yet because there's not a G
yet.
Well,
it's possible. There's five balls on there.
Yeah, but no, but there are, two of them are from O. I don't know if it is possible.
But there is a free, there's the free square in the middle, too.
Oh, okay. I-27. Okay. What number would you like to hear next? Go ahead.
I can.
No, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why do you do that? Tell me. I'm so curious.
I explain.
Why?
It drives you crazy.
Okay, but it also, it's not fair. The drum decides. The drum is our wheel of fate. Oh. I didn't. This is the. This is the last problem I expected to have tonight. Keeping you on the straight and narrow. Of all the problems I anticipated, B for boy 9. There you go.
B for boy is lame.
Well, you didn't meet the boy. He's wild. B5. Okay. Okay. I-23. I-23. Great number. Okay. Does anyone have two in a row? Oh, baby, we're close. G. Wait, what are we playing for?
For the Stax box set.
Does that mean anything to anyone?
Yeah.
It does?
I want it so bad.
G-57. Oh, yeah. It's a poopless toy. The poopless toys are fine, too. G-57. G-57. Oh, you're going to love this one. Fans of 066 are going to love this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
O-66. Did I call it or did I not? Okay. Was that the next one?
Yes. Yes. Completely.
Okay. How many of you need I-29? How many? Would that help you? Get ready for this. This is going to make your day. I-29. Okay. Would B-13 help anyone? B-13, are you ready for this? I'm about to call the number. Everyone with B-13, get ready. I'm about to call it. B-14. That would be so horrible.
Yeah.
B-13. Yeah. That would be so horrible. Because they'd be
You
so
missed
excited.
Your zinger.
Yeah, I missed my zinger. But no, that would be mean. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and you've never been mean.
Are there any G-52 fans here?
No.
Yes. G-52? Are you ready? I'm about to call the next number.
No, thank you.
People with G-52, get ready to slide your little window open. G-52.
Whoa.
Wait, this is not as suspenseful as... Wait, I should not be calling it quite this way.
Can we vote on whether the ball counts
or not? Yeah. Why don't we vote on what number you want? How many would like to see I-21 called?
No. Woo.
That's... Okay, you're in for a treat. I-21. Okay, O-65. I'll use that in a sentence. He picked bingo ball number O-65.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah. I-22. Wait, is anybody close?
Yes.
Is anybody like one away?
Yes.
Oh, God. Wait, you do? Wow. Okay, wait, before you come up, name one artist that recorded for Stax Records. What the hell are we doing? Yeah. You wanted the poop? Well, maybe the poopy baby will trade.
Yeah, he'll trade.
He'll trade.
He'll trade.
Yeah. Hey, it's Secret Santa time here at FMU.
You are?
Does she have it? Yes, we're good to go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You thought those problems wouldn't work, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And hey, so any Stax fans here will find that box set on Craigslist later tonight. And you can pick it up then. You can see. She. Does that mean. I'm so curious. Do you have a CD player? Do you have a way to play CDs?
Yeah, I have
Freon. Yeah, exactly.
My sister has a Jeep.
Okay. Her sister has a Jeep with a CD player. Okay.
All right, okay. The next prize is another one of Andy's big sellers.
Hey, no, well, this actually... Okay, the truth is that diaper thing didn't sell at all. In fact, this was the best night that toy ever had. But that was a
poop-based game,
yeah.
but Andy's flatulence-based
yeah.
game.
But who tooted?
Sold this like hotcakes.
Okay, this really did sell. It's a game, it's a battery-operated game, batteries not included. It's called Who Tooted. Everybody gets everybody sits around the table. Everybody has a secret little controller that they don't let anybody else see. And one of you at random is chosen to control the pooping man in the middle. And everybody bet. It's like poker. It's bluffing. It's straight up bluffing. Everybody bets on who they think is controlling the farting sound.
Oh my God.
It's a classic. It's actually a great drinking game. I don't know if any of you drink. Yeah, okay. So wait, we do this. You go around like this. You mix them all up. And then you do this way. One at a time. All right, here we go. One at a time.
You're rigging it, Andy.
No, I'm not rigging it. I'm doing it randomly, which is the idea. Okay, so let's clear the board. We'll do one more as a traditional bingo.
Yeah.
And then we'll start to get fancy. Maybe the game after this is you have to make Ken's face on your card with the design of your card. And then whenever you guys are ready, we'll do our world premiere movie double feature. It'll take 10 minutes. Okay, here we go. Ready? Normal bingo.
Normal bingo.
Tell me when you're ready. This is more fun than I thought it would be. But I had such low expectations. It doesn't mean anything. Okay. Do you know that Bob Dylan quote from Brownsville Girl?
No.
I feel pretty good, but that doesn't mean much. I could feel a whole lot better. That's Dylan. Dylan's the greatest. All right. I-20. Good news for anyone?
Yeah.
Would the number 075 mean anything to anyone here?
No.
Should I? Okay, then we just won't even do this. Okay, 075. Oh, baby. Look at this number. I'm going to show it to Ken. Am I right?
That's a sweet number.
Sweet number. I-23, ladies' favorite, I-23. Okay. Wait till Wednesday. This is classic radio. A man saying a series of numbers. Wait till Wednesday.
Andy actually wanted to take the recording and then have people downloading bingo boards off the web.
And they could play at home.
So that the radio listeners could play at home.
Wait, what's wrong with that idea?
I can't think of anything wrong with that.
Would it all be the same board?
Well, we did that once.
It wouldn't all be the same. Yeah, it should all be the same board, just to drive them all crazy.
Yeah.
Because we'd have 20,000 winners. And then the first one to the station gets the prize.
Well, we did that. At our 30th anniversary party, we had a copy of the Beatles' Butcher album cover. And much to everybody's amazement, everybody got bingo at the same time.
Oh, that's right. We gave everyone the same card. And everyone won. That's what we should do. That's what we should do. We should rig it. And only you guys here that braved the cold and came out tonight will know that it's rigged.
Yeah, we'll edit that part out.
Yeah, edit this part out where I'm saying how it's rigged. Oh, did I call the last number? Wait, okay, there are four numbers on the board. I'm going to review them. I-20, I-23, G-54, and O-75.
You're rigging the game.
I'm not rigging the game.
You're putting balls down without calling the number.
I'm the only one here that cares about doing it straight. All right. G-54 has already been called. Here's another G, G-46. That's the fifth ball.
Said Bernie Madoff.
Yes, said Bernie Madoff. You could just add that to almost anything I say, and it's funny. Okay, 071, said Bernie Madoff. No, it doesn't work for everything, I guess. That made no sense. Okay, I-30. Now, can I pick up the pace of this? Is this going at the right pace? Should I go faster? So you guys are familiar with all the numbers? Okay, let's see how fast we can go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to spin?
Oh, am I?
Okay, go. G-50. G-53. Wait, hold on, that goes there. Okay, hold on. Boo. B for boy, 10. Hold on. Okay, wait. B-10 goes there. Okay, I-28. Boo. Really? Oh, really? You're saying boo and you don't get it? You don't feel good for your fellow man? N-45. Wait, Ken, pick that up. Put it in order. I-24. Okay. No one booed. Everyone got it. G55. Yay. Yeah, we care. We care you got it. We care. B14. B14. Woohoo! Okay. N40. Is this a pace that's working better for you?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. N41.
Did you have bingo? No, okay.
Oh.
Just somebody was stretching.
If you don't have bingo at this moment, everyone should yell, I don't have bingo.
I don't have bingo!
Oh, okay. So we can go on. Okay. No, wait. That doesn't... We should keep, go back to the old system. If you when you have bingo, yell bingo. All right. B6.
Yay.
What? Oh, yay. You're yelling yay.
Yay for B6.
Wouldn't that be funny if someone just yells bango when they're excited? Please, sir, stop yelling bango. All right. O66. Well, that's a bingo. Okay. Here we go. We got to verify this.
The
proud owner of Who Tooted. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, all at least I can't speak for the Stax box set, but my games are available on my toy website. If you really want to buy Who Tooted. Hey, who's here? Oh, latecomers. Okay. So let's return. We're going to start over. Let's return the games. Everyone that's won a game, just come on back up here.
All right.
Okay, we have latecomers.
Do you want to show the movies now, or you want to play one more game?
Well, we have latecomers. You want to play one more game?
One more game.
Okay, how am I doing on the pacing of the number calling? Okay, how am I doing on enunciating the numbers? Really? Not good? Hey, there's a picture of me. I went to a Neil Young concert with Ken this year, and there's a picture of me. I made some signs that I held up. We were in the stadium, mm-hmm. and one of the signs said, enunciate. That was one of my favorite moments. Yeah.
And one of them
said, sing like a man.
Yeah, and that really, that got to him.
Well, I don't think I...
No, that really got to him.
It didn't seem to affect him at all.
No, he looked at that and...
And then I did have a third one. I had a third sign. Oh, my third sign said...
play something else.
Yeah, play something else.
How
much fun it is to sit next to me at a concert when you really want to hear the music and enjoy the show.
Does anybody have a DVD player still? All right, should we give away an autographed copy of Rat Race?
Okay, yeah, Rat Race.
Autograph it, Andy.
Well, I'll wait to see who wins, and then I'll autograph it. No, I'm not going to autograph the player. We'll wait to see who wins. Rat Race is a two-hour movie, and there's 45 great minutes in it. Okay. How many of you really do seriously have a DVD player? Oh, you do, really? Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. This is bingo five in a row, up, down, or sideways, right? Or diagonal.
Yeah, you're not asking people if they're going up, down, sideways, or diagonal.
It doesn't matter. A winner's a winner.
It matters quite a bit, I think.
It matters to you how they win?
Yeah.
Are you that lonely? Are you that lonely you need to know how they won? All right, here we go. We're going to keep the pace up. Are you ready to roll? And let's see how fast we can go. Ready? B15. This is for Rat Race, starring Whoopi Goldberg. I-24. Boo, right. N-40. Boo. O-69. Nice. The guys are saying nice. N-35. I'll use it in a sentence. His favorite number was 35. B7. I'll use it in a sentence. He had mixed feelings about the number 7. G51. Hold on. Boo. No one cares. No one sitting next to you cares. All right. O71. There you go. We're rolling now, baby. O62. Wait, what are they playing for?
For Rat Race.
Oh, Lord.
Autographed copy of Rat
Race. Oh, you can feel the tension. Yeah, you can cut it with a knife.
Whatever happened to Breckenmeyer, by the way?
I don't know.
Is he another person whose career you destroyed?
He's on my list of careers I've destroyed.
Like Lenny Henry.
He's right under you, Ken.
Richard Pryor.
G56. Richard Pryor. G50. Oh, remind me to apologize to Richard Pryor's family later that I destroyed his career.
You got him hooked.
I got him hooked on substandard scripts. Okay, 061. Yes. And for Nancy, 33. Uh-oh. Yeah, God bless you. And for Nancy, 43. All my favorite numbers are coming up. Oh, I hate this number. 073. That number's for losers. That number's for L7s. N45. Here we go. G49. Is anybody getting close? Wait, is anybody one away?
Yes.
Yell the number you need.
1031.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the number in my hand. I'm so sorry. B11. Oh, really? Wait, did that help? Okay, here we go. I18. Okay. Yell the number you need. O66. So close. If they're close, should we give it to them, Ken?
No.
Come on, they're close.
No.
Ken.
No, we're
they
saving.
They came all this way. They Ken.
They can win during honor system bingo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, honor system bingo. That's going to be fun. I-30. Honor system bingo. Do you think anyone's going to yell bingo, honor system bingo?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I bet. You can't yell at one number in. B-14. B14. Really?
All right.
There it is.
Oh, we have two bingos.
There it is. Oh, no. Oh, we have two.
We have the best of Monk.
Exactly. Okay. Do either of these mean anything to you? Oh, wait, hold on. No, we're not gonna fight. Okay, that one's good.
Either of you have a preference?
Okay, there you go. I'll sign it. I'll sign it afterwards. I will. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know. All right. I'll sign it later. As soon as I sign it, its value goes down by 40%. All right, and we're going to show those of you coming in late. First off, I envy you that. And here's if you came in late, here's what you missed. N34, G17, no.
We're giving away a box set of Howlin' Wolf.
That one's mine.
This is three compact discs.
Okay.
And a 32-page booklet. The booklet's not about Howlin' Wolf.
I don't remember any applause at all for Who Tooted. But Howlin' Wolf. Okay. So you guys might have played bingo more than us. What's another variation that you would like to try?
I mean,
the last person without it? No, that can't work. Wait. The four corners? Oh, that'll be fast. Oh, okay, let's do that.
All right,
okay, well, for Howlin' Wolf?
Yeah, four
that'll
corners.
That'll be fast.
Yeah.
Okay, four corners for Howlin'
Take
Wolf.
Take your hand off
all,
the ball.
All four corners. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, wait. It's only B's and O's, right? That's all I have to call. Okay, O, 72. Yeah. Wow, hold on. Oh, my God, this is already... okay. Okay, so we're going to just, we don't need the eyes. Here we go. I'm going to discard this. Oh, 67. Okay. You can just keep rolling them around. Keep rolling. Okay, there you go. You can roll more. Okay, that one is no. That one's null and void. B, 15. Oh, really? Okay, N is no is null. Is N is null. O, 68. Okay. B, 2. Yeah. Oh, my God, somebody might be close. Okay, G is of no interest to us. B, 7. B, 13. Oh, really? Yay? Oh, not a bingo. Yay. O, 74.
Yes.
That's not a bingo. Okay. You want to yell out what you need?
63 and
6.
64. No, I thought 63.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's a yay. That's just B14.
B for boo.
B for boo. B9. B9. We're waiting to hear bingo. O, 60. Oh, my back sometimes hurts. O, 65. Really? Wait, no bingo. B, 8. Wait, really? Really? That's a really got it?
Come on up.
Well, that's a real prize. Bingo, there it is. Okay, we're gonna check your four corners.
There you go.
Check my corners.
Check your corners.
So I got it without most
Winner. There it is. That's how you do it.
Big round of applause for Vanessa, everybody.
I liked it until I stopped getting the flash.
All right. Okay, now this is something I've been looking forward to. This is going to be an honor system round. We're going to play bingo. It's going to be straight up, diagonal, or vertical, or horizontal. Well, it's not virtual. You can yell bingo.
Don't try to get one over on us.
Well, if you can live with yourself, I mean, you're going to have to live with yourself the rest of your lives if you cheat. Anyone who yells bingo after five numbers is called will win. Oh, this is a CD of mine when I was a folk singer, my first CD.
Has Andy's big hit on it, Railroad Bill.
Yeah, my big hit. Yeah. No,
it's been covered by six people.
Yeah. No, this CD is
James
why
Taylor, James Taylor's brother covered it?
Yeah, the siblings of many famous people.
Bob Dylan's son, yeah. Jacob, covered it?
No, he did not, I wish. I'd have a nicer car.
I believe Billie Eilish covered it?
I don't think so. But anyway, that CD is the reason it made me the household name I am today. Hey, wouldn't it be funny to have a character in a movie named Fawcett, like Larry Fawcett, and he says, well, someday you'll see I'm going to be a household name. That'd be funny. All right. Anyway, okay, hold on. So, okay, here's the rules. After five numbers, after five numbers, the first person that yells bingo is our winner.
Well, it wouldn't not make sense because, you know, if there's five B's.
Oh, I see. Okay, after five. No, wait.
You have to live
with
yourself.
Five B's. Okay, Ken, five B's could win.
Yeah, five B's could win.
And there's a free space.
But you win the CD.
Yeah, but you win the CD. Yeah, there's the rub. Okay, so yeah, that'll teach you a lesson. This will teach you to cheat. Right here. Okay, so what should the rule be? If once it's possible to win, if we've picked enough numbers and it's possible to win, the first person to yell bingo will get this. I'm going to look you in the eye. I'm going to say congratulations. I'm not going to question you. But you'll have to then walk down the aisle and then walk back. Everyone's going to look at you. All these honest, decent citizens will be looking at you. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Honor system bingo. Nobody's going to yell bingo. Nobody's going to yell bingo.
No, nobody.
Nobody will.
Nope. Go ahead.
I have faith in you people. N, 38.
Bingo.
No. No. Wait, hold on. N, 38 is here. Okay, here we go. 066. Okay, wait, so no one could, B6, so it's not, wait, it's not even theoretically possible yet, am I correct?
Correct.
All right, 075, is it possible yet? No. G60, well, wait, is it possible? There's no, wait, do we need an I? No, you need either an I or five of the other numbers, right? G58. Oh, God. I wonder what's going to happen. Really, I mean it. Okay, G51. Yay. Hold on. So that's four G's. N33. It is? No, no, no. We're not quite in cheating territory. Okay. Yeah, okay. This is it. This is it. You're going to have to live with yourself. I'm sure you all have mirrors in your house. You're going to have to look at yourself. Okay, you'll have cheated in front of all these people. Are you ready? I-23. I love you people. You should be so proud of yourself. Ken, don't you, Ken, aren't you embarrassed?
I'm speechless.
Exactly. B13. I love you people. I love every one of you. I'm going to give you all a prize as you leave. G55. Okay, it's so funny. Somebody's going to really have bingo, and they'll be too embarrassed. Because we won't believe them. Wait, hold on. You're going too fast. Okay, I-16. I-16.
My faith in humanity is a hallucination.
I know, exactly. I'm sorry, G-59. Really?
Come on up.
Okay.
Come on up.
Okay, don't
question
it.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. No. I don't want to see it.
We trust you.
Thank you. Okay. How do you sleep at night?
Now the game God. I've been waiting for all night.
Which is what, Ken?
Full contact bingo.
No.
Yes.
No, don't have people come up.
I explained how this worked on my show on Wednesday morning.
Well, no one heard that. That's where I tell all my secrets.
No, I played it after all the guttural screaming.
All right. How do you want it? What's this game?
The first person to come up and...
No, don't have them come up. The first person to come up?
You're not even letting me explain the rules. We will call out the numbers, and the first person to come up and put Andy Breckman in a headlock wins.
But they have to have bingo, right?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, let's just get this over with. Somebody come up and do it. Somebody come up and do it.
Oh, wait, what are we giving away? We're giving away Sunny Side Up.
Have you gotten past the headlock thing?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now, this is a prototype of a game. I made a game called Hish Happens, and the prototype of the game, it was actually licensed by a big company, and it actually sold around the world. It's actually a successful game. But this is the prototype I made on Kickstarter, and it was called Hish Happens. And it's a collector's item, meaning nobody cared about it when it was new. But what I did was I offered on Kickstarter, you can't see the cover. The cover says Nevada, but I made a second cover that fits over the first cover. And that says, it says a Sunny Side Up. It's like a children's game cover. So when your mom or your grandparents come over, they won't see the game called This Happens on your shelf. So it's a camouflage game. So it really is a collector's item. Well, I don't want to call it a collector's item. But inside this box, even though it says Sunny Side Up, is a game called This Happens that did very well for me, actually.
Is this the one that got turned into a TV show?
Yeah, TBS made a show, and it's sold around the world. It's doing good. And hey, you want to hear something funny? I got a call a couple weeks ago, an email a couple weeks ago from Italy, an apparel company in Italy, wanted permission to make This Happens apparel.
You
from
own the,
me.
You own the trademark for Hish Happens.
Yeah. Hish Happens apparel in Italy.
And you approved it.
Who makes your apparel line in Italy? Nobody. You don't have an Italian apparel line.
No, YSL makes mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I.
So
have
you licensed it.
Well,
right?
I licensed it as to a toy company for the game, and I licensed it to the TV station for the video for the TV show.
Yeah.
But I didn't. This is the first time anyone's ever asked the apparel. The rights to the apparel has not been was not taken yet. So I'm negotiating with them. Italian apparel company.
And they want to print Ish Happens.
I don't know what they want to do. I don't know.
Well,
but
we have to assume they want to do the phrase on their clothing.
But who in a million years, who would ever think you'd get that email in your life? Hey, we make clothes in Italy.
Well, congratulations for owning the trademark on Ish Happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. Thank you. I knew that would be. I knew that would catch.
I own the trademark on WFMU.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's good. Well, that's worth a lot. I see that all over.
Yeah.
You must be so proud of yourself when you see that bumper sticker on the old cars all over.
funny story about.
Have you ever seen a WFMU bumper sticker on a new car worth more than $50,000? No.
I have. But funny story about getting the trademark for WFMU.
Go ahead.
When we tried to get the trademark for WFMU, we found that it was already taken by Whole Foods Market.
Oh.
Because it
that makes sense.
It was their in-store audio service. And then just by some remarkable coincidence, one of my full-time employees at the time, Jason Siegel, had a relative who was very high up at Whole Foods.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got it. They gave it to us for free.
Oh, that's so great of them.
Yeah.
That's so cool of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sure we're all thinking the same thing. Damn, I'd love to hear the Whole Foods radio station whenever I tune in 91.1. Why don't I hear that station?
Walk into any Whole Foods market.
Yeah, damn. What you can do is you can go to Whole Foods and record their music and then play it at home, and you don't have to listen to your station. In lieu of that station.
Actually,
everyone has a favorite FMU.
I could record an hour of Whole Foods music and play it during 7 seconds.
You should. Yeah, you should. Oh, my God. That would be fantastic. What do they play at Whole Foods?
They actually.
Do they? Van Morrison?
They play pretty good music, actually.
And Nora Jones.
You'd be surprised.
Whenever I hear Van Morrison, I want to pay $19 a pound for ground beef. That's the response I have to Van Morrison.
All right, what are we playing this time? Straight ahead?
You tell us. What would make you kids happy? You want to do the four corners again? Only G. Everything else is being thrown away. It'll go really fast. No, not G. No. Hold on, Kenny. No. Are there any G's in there? No. How much fun is this? Wait. No, that's a B. No. Hold on, Ken. You're going too fast. No. I swear to you, no.
Oh, it's going to get exciting
soon,
though.
The last nine balls in here will be G.
Yeah, this is like the Russian roulette scene in Deer Hunter.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
In oh so many ways. Okay. Okay. Oh, here we go. Ready? Yeah, great idea, sir, by the way. G50. Okay, here we go. No. G48. Hold on, there it is. No, not even close to a G. G59. Okay, no. You call that a G? No. Okay, here we go. G54. Hold on, Kenny. You're going so fast. Hold on, Kenny. G49. Hold on, Kenny. You got to do these in order. No, that's not a G. Don't make me laugh. That's not even close to a G. No, that's a completely different letter. No. Oh, here we go. G60. G60. Okay. G46. Hold on, Kenny. Too fast. Kenny, slow down. Kenny. Kenny, no, stop speeding it up. No, this is like that Lucille Ball thing. G52. Wait, do we have it? G57. Really? Okay, hold on. Hold on. No, Kenny, no. Hold on, Kenny. No, Kenny, no. G55. Really? Wait, the guy that suggested it? Is that bingo for you too? Come on up. I guess it's not surprising that there are two winners. Okay, wait, so we have to, okay. Here we go. Well, one of you.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, one of you, this is, when This Happens was released, Walmart wanted to carry it, but weren't allowed to have the word dish. So this is a very rare edition. It's Stuff Happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to, here you go, I'm going to mix them up behind my back. Okay, pick a hand.
Right.
Okay, that's yours. Okay. That's yours. Well done.
Right.
Well done. Wait, we're running out of prizes. Oh, we still have the John Lovitz?
Yeah, we have the autographed John Lovitz.
Okay, those are the big ones. Okay, so we have, look at this, Ken. We're doing. This is
the unautographed one.
Okay, well, this is not autographed, but it's still valuable. This is also a collector's item, meaning very, very few were sold. That's what collector's item means. It's a collector's item equals failure in the toy company. But I'm very proud of this. Let me tell you about this. It's called Little Diablo. And you guys, do you remember the game? What's that game where you...
Simon.
Yeah, Simon, where you follow the... You have to memorize the colors and remember the sequence and then repeat the sequence. So it's a doll. I'm going to tell you about this game. It's a doll that has a Simon game built into it. And you turn it on and you have to play Simon. You know, you go from one level, the second level, third level, and what happens is here's the catch. There's always a catch in life, Ken. The doll has a voice chip in it, and I got my friend John Lovitz, who I knew from SNL. I got my friend John Lovitz to record horrific insults, like X-rated insults, like insults about doing your mother and. And just horrible, horrible things. And he's making fun of you while you're trying to focus on the game. But here's the catch. Here's the big catch. You turn it on. There's no off switch. You can't turn it off. The only way to turn it off is to beat level 10, is to get to level 10. It will keep insulting you. And the battery pack is buried, buried deep inside with 8 screws. So you can't even undo the batteries. So,
but you could conceivably just put it inside a toilet, right?
Yeah, you could try to hide it, but it actually says, for legal reasons, look, it says 18 and up. I'm sorry, honey. I'd feel terrible if you won this. But it's okay, you can win it. Yeah, no. You can win it. But it actually says, it actually warns people not to play it in public because like you bring it on a plane and you can't turn it off. So it's called Little Diablo, in my dreams it was going to be a whole line of these dolls, and I was going to call them the Unshut Upables. Okay, we all stand up, and okay. Oh, the last man standing. Everybody rise. Here we go. Okay. If you have multiple cards, you put the card that's been eliminated down.
Nadia, come here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See, you see what I have to go through for every Wednesday show now? Yeah. This is a perfect example of what happens all day Tuesday.
Right. Right. We argue for an hour and a half, and then we come up with something that has no chance of working. Okay, here we go, Nadia. Okay. Now, Nadia's going to call it out. Okay. And I'll put it on the board. Okay.
There you go.
Here you go, Nadia.
Oh, okay. I-29.
I-29.
Sit down.
Okay. So a lot of cards have been eliminated. But if you're... Okay.
O-73.
073. Sit down. Don't blame me. It's this kid here. Look.
Get her.
Wow. So, N45.
N45. Good one. Okay. Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, look. Okay, we've already eliminated half of them. Remember to yell unbingo.
G47.
G47. If it's on your card, you're sitting down. Oh my God, this is the way to do bingo.
065.
Wait, where's that number? Here it is. Okay, hold on. How many? Oh look, we're down to like 10 people.
071.
But Nadia, I have an extra prize for you. So because I know you're not playing this game. Okay, here we go.
N36.
Hold on. N36. How many people are left? Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe this will eliminate some of them.
Are you standing?
I'm standing. I got 3 down.
Okay, 3 down, 1 up. Okay, still 1 card up.
G52.
Sit down if it's on your card. Oh, my God. Hold on. 6 people still standing.
I-26.
Hold on. Hey, have you guys ever seen the movie 10 Little Indians? They're killing each other off one by one.
Squid Game.
It's exactly yes, it's like, yeah. Squid Game. Squid Game is what it is. It's bingo Squid Game. Exactly.
074.
Oh my God. Really? Whoa. You're dodging these bullets? Okay, this is like the Matrix where they're dodging bullets.
Let her read them.
069.
069. Hold on. Here it is. How you have one still up? You've got nothing on there. Okay, well then, wait. There's 3 people left.
4 people left.
Oh, 4 people.
4 people left.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go.
061.
Oh, you got caught. Hold on. Whoa.
Un-bingo.
Un-bingo. Hold on. Wait, we got to confirm it. Wait. We got to I don't know how to confirm this.
You shouldn't check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, none of these numbers. Well, oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's easy to check. Yeah, exactly. He's out running for his car. He's dashing for the PATH train. Okay, but if he cheated, we're going to beat the hell out of him. Oh, okay, that's what. Hey, you guys, okay, we have an extra prize for Nadia, our screener. And you guys have been amazing. This has been more fun than anything.
You guys, also, listener Terry made bags for everybody until we run out. So everybody can come up and get a bag, and there's bumper stickers up here. And thank you all for coming out tonight. Have a good weekend, everybody. What's that? Yeah, we're keeping them. Tonight's episode of 7 Second Delay was recorded last Friday night at Monty Hall during the first ever 7 Second Delay benefit bingo night. Next week on 7 Second Delay, Jim the Poet and Micah of Music of Mind Control are filling in, and Andy and I will return on January 1st with a program that we recorded when going to see A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned up next. Greg from Zone 5 is filling in for Weekly World Blues.
Yeah.
to looking for my baby, to try to lead her to come back home. Yeah. All right. Just flew in town this morning, but I'll soon be gone. No, 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 no. Just flew in town this morning, but baby, I'll soon be gone. All right.
I'm happy now. I've made a lot of hits, you know, in the past, but I'm happy now because I have peace of mind, that peace that passeth all understanding, and it's just peace that you can't get nowhere. Hello, Gregory!
Gregory's here, apparently, huh? There was some speculation that Gregory might not make it.
Walking down the street, I met a friend of mine, and we stopped and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here." He said, "What is it?" "Well, the old folks boogie. And the children too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. And then I heard Mama got up and she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. I said, "Look here, Mama, don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day." Oh, now let's boogie, get it. Friend went on down the street a little further. And when I got down, I told him, I said, "Look here." He said, "What?" I said, "I got one more thing to tell you." He said, "What is happening? What's happening?" "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here, let me tell you this before I go." He said, "Wait, where you going?" I said, "I got to go." He said, "What's happening?" "We got an old-time boogie and a new one, too. Don't nobody boogie like the Blue Flames do. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day. You wanna boogie, you wanna boogie.
We have a hole of records here. Would you like me to take you there?"
"Well, all right. Let's go."
"Well, you know it ain't right treating me the way you do. Well, you know it ain't right treating me the way you do. Well, I done got tired of moving. stuff. Gave up my breath.